Welcome to day 37 of Happier People Podcast here with me, Jerry Banfield. Would you like to listen to my thoughts on the art of asking better questions? I think this is extremely helpful for developing in your personal life and especially for building a meaningful business online. I will get right started by sharing with you the kind of questions I used to ask in my business. Here's a question I used to ask. How do I make $10,000 a month online? How do I become the top instructor on Udemy? How do I get more clients to pay me more money? How do I make people pay me more money online? How can I make a really impressive business? Now, one theme you'll notice in common, these questions tend to be fairly short-sighted and fairly selfish. In terms of they're asking specifically for things without regard to how the people who are going to be participating in giving me all these things are feeling. This is particularly nasty when you do it in relationships. For example, I would ask questions like, how do I make my wife do this or do that for me? Or how do I make my wife stop doing this or stop doing that? How do I make my mom start doing this? How do I make my brother start doing that? And then the questions, how do I make myself stop drinking? How do I make myself lose weight? How do I make my body into something that's more attractive? These kinds of questions are often quite useless because usually there's nothing that you can do very obviously to make these things happen. When you ask the wrong kinds of questions, wrong in terms of producing the kind of results you want. When you say you want your partner to be different, your family to be different, your business to be better, there's something there that is very worthwhile. But if you don't ask the question in the right way, you're not going to get the results that motivated you to ask the question in the first place. Because yes, I want to make at least $10,000 a month with my business online. I want to have a mother who has a wonderful life. I want to have family and friends who have a wonderful life. I want to make a difference with my work in the world. I want to have a healthy and attractive body that feels good. These are very good and normal things to want. The power comes in how you ask the question that leads to the investigation on how you get what you want. When you ask a better question, you will get better results. For example, in my business now, I don't go around asking, how can I make $100,000 a month? That is one of my goals. I believe that my Patreon someday will make $100,000 a month. And that will give me some fantastic opportunities. But I don't go around asking every day, how can I get my Patreon to $100,000 a month? I ask, how can I make a business that provides fantastic help for people online? How can I make a business that is really helpful for people to learn for free how they can build a better career for themselves? How can I make a business that helps the most people possible with the least resistance? These are the questions I ask now in my business. And then I ask, how can I give people who have money to give me something that's really valuable for them at the very lowest price? And that leads me to things like, I'll give them all my courses for $10 a month. I'll give them access to a Facebook group where I'll show up every day for $25 a month. I'll give them all my videos to use for $49 a month. I will do word of mouth marketing for them for $97 a month. I'll have a one-on-one call with them for a couple hundred dollars a month. When I ask better questions, I get better answers. When I used to just try and ask, how do I make $10,000 a month online? I very easily would get sucked into scams, get rich quick schemes, and business models that were exploitive because I wasn't asking about what I would be doing to get that $10,000 a month. I simply was asking for the result. And in just asking for the result, there's almost an infinite number of ways, it seems, to make $10,000 a month, which then is very difficult to investigate and narrow down one. When I ask the question, how can I make an extremely high impact business online that helps as many people as possible with the very least resistance, that has very few answers to it. And that has a very specific path to search. I see exact objectives. Okay, if I'm going to give to the most people possible, I need to have the least resistance possible to make the highest impact possible. That means everything I make needs to be available completely for free. No signups, no email address. It needs to be available to the entire world completely for free. You see, that provides me very clear direction as what to do. If I ask, how do I make $100,000 a month on Patreon? Well, there's all kinds of ways I could do that, and I'm lost. I don't even know where to start or what to do, and I'm not concerned with what I'm giving then. I'm only concerned with what I'm taking. I know that if I give exceptionally in my business, I will receive exceptionally. If I show millions of people more how to do things that are valuable, career skills online, that are valuable self-help things online, that are valuable tools online, then I know thousands, if not tens of thousands of those people, if I ask them and offer rewards on Patreon, will come give me money every month to make sure that I keep giving to them. When I have generously given first and I've provided a way to ensure I continue giving that, I know that at least a small percent of people will make it exactly sure that I have the money I need in my business to continue working online every day and continue sharing my love, hope, and faith with the world, continuing to provide happier people. This podcast is a perfect example of an answer to that. When I ask, what can I do to make the biggest positive difference with my business in the world? Then I see, well, what are other people already doing for me? Other people are sharing podcasts with me totally for free that make a huge difference in my world. Therefore, I should do the same thing. You see, the answers become very obvious and to get the results when you ask better questions. If I ask, I've found that I've been asking really poor questions with my dogs. I've been asking with my dogs lately. I have 260-plus-pound dogs. If you're into kilograms, it's 2.2 pounds per kilogram. So that's something like 25, 30 kilograms for a dog. I have two dogs that are big Labradors, and the baby is about 10 kilograms or so, about 25 pounds she is, and the dogs knock the baby over, the dogs bump into the baby goes and pulls on the dog's ears, the dogs are loud and obnoxious in the middle of my podcast or my YouTube videos, the dogs go running to things, the one dog's tail wags so hard that, and she chews it, then it's split at the end and it bleeds, so it looks like there's some kind of bloody murder going on all over our house right now. My legs literally have blood streaks on them from her tail simply wagging and slapping my leg. I've been asking, how do I make my dogs stop whining? How do I make my dogs not knock the baby over? How do I make my dogs, and I've been doing the same thing with my dogs in the poor question asking that I had been doing in my business for so long that had been so toxic. I realize now you don't make a good business by asking, how do I make this much money a month? You make a good business by asking, how can I be of effective service to other people? What can I do with my business that will really help people? And yet, when it comes to my dogs, I wasn't asking that. I was completely asking selfish objectives in terms of minimizing my own fears and discomfort. And instead, when I started asking, how do I become a better dog owner? How do I really love my dogs and stop trying to control them and manage them and minimize their problems? How do I love my dogs more fully? That's a hard question to ask. And I would guess a lot of people have never asked that question before, never looked at it before. Because if you're taking all your time up asking how to manipulate, how to control, how to change, then there's no time to sit there and ask, how do I do better? And as soon as I asked that question, I had immediate answers. I've been asking and asking and asking, repeatedly looking for ways to manage and control my dogs better, and I've got no answers. When you ask ineffective questions, you get ineffective answers. You'll do things like you'll keep moving your dogs or you'll keep yelling at them. You'll see people all over, if you're in the USA at least, with ineffective dog management. They yell at their dogs, they smack their dogs, they kick their dogs, they don't give their dogs treats, they cuss at their dogs, they're grabbing their dogs and moving them around, they're picking their dogs up and putting them in their room. They're doing things all the time that don't work with their dogs. And then the dog goes and bites someone anyway. The dog's loud all day. There's people ineffectively managing dogs all over the place. And I've learned just a few days ago, if I ask a better question, I'll get much better results. How do I become a better dog owner? Because the issue's not really with my dogs. The issue's with me. The dogs are just fine, just how they are. And when I ask questions aimed at what I can do, then I get some good results. And as soon as I started asking, how do I become a better dog owner? How do I love my dogs more fully? How do I enjoy each moment with my dogs? Then I got some simple things to do. Well, your mother's a veterinarian. Why don't you call your mother and ask your mother for advice about how to become a better dog owner? Because after 40 plus years of being a veterinarian, your mother probably knows something about how to be a good dog owner. So I called my mother up, and after talking to my mother, I had a very simple strategy she gave me. Why don't you spend 5 minutes in the day? So for me, I'd choose in the morning. Why don't you spend 5 minutes first thing in the morning with each dog alone, training them on one thing? Now, all the times I asked all these questions about how do I make my dogs be quiet, nothing. The dogs continue to bark just the same as they did before. My question asks, I get nothing back. You see, as soon as I ask how to become a better dog owner, I immediately get action. First, call your mother. Listen to what your mother says. Apply what your mother said to do. Extremely simple, immediately effective. I've been training my dogs the down command. Because in realizing, through asking how to become a better dog owner, I realize if I really love my dogs, obviously I don't want my dogs to have all these problems with the baby, and I don't want to be judging my dogs, then I need to teach them simple commands that will help out in the very worst situations. The worst situations are when they get all aggravated and excited and they're running around and the baby's running around and then the dog and the baby run into each other. The baby and the dog are both unhappy then, and so are mom and dad. So I realized what I need is a simple down command. When the dogs get crazy, a down command where they'll just drop and get on the floor. That would fix all the dogs running into the baby. So what I've been doing, 5 minutes with each dog, ever since I called my mother and talked about this several days ago, I sit there, I give them their breakfast, and we go over the down command over and over and over again. The one dog already knew how to do it, and it's been very easy, and I've just relentlessly practiced it. And I practice waiting a little longer and a little longer after she goes down to give her food. The other dog didn't know anything about the down command. I was able to teach him the down command. He likes to flop over on his back anyway. I was able to gently flop him over onto his back after saying the word down. And then he figured out that when I said down, I wanted him to flop over on his back the very first day. So now I have a down command that I feel empowered I can use in the middle of situations where the dogs and the baby are all mixed up together, the dogs are getting crazy and they need some control. And the best thing is, I feel really good having these positive interactions with my dogs every day. what happens if you ask bad questions or ineffective questions. I say bad, it sounds judgmental. Let me say ineffective. When you ask questions that are ineffective, you'll keep asking questions over and over and getting no answers, or you'll get answers that are useless. So as long as I asked how do I make my dogs do things, I didn't investigate what I could actually do about it. So I'm grateful now that when I ask how do I become a better dog owner, I realize a better dog owner has some positive, good time with their dogs each day. You might be amazed at how many days you can get through your life and not have one positive interaction with some of the people or animals or coworkers you love the most. And this can happen because many of us are used to only giving attention when things are bad. With the dogs, this is a very easy cycle to get into. The dog barks, shut up. The dog knocks a baby over, stop that, go over here. The dogs are crazy, come here, I'm going to put you in your room. And many times then I've noticed the significant part of all my interactions with the dogs are negative. They're not doing what I want them to. And what is the one thing a dog really wants to do? The dog really wants to do what you want them to do. So if the only way the dog gets attention is to do what you don't want them to, then that's better to the dog than getting no attention at all. And the same thing goes for children. If the only way you will pay attention to your children or your partner or your coworker or anyone else in your life, if the only way you'll pay attention to them is through something negative, then lots of times they'll get conditioned to bring you negative things all the time so that you'll pay attention to them. I make sure to have some positive time with my daughter every day to get her ready first thing in the morning, change her diapers throughout the day whenever I can, and to spend some time playing with her, hanging out with her, so that I don't have the majority of my time with her where I'm telling her, no, stop and don't. No, don't put your hand in there. No, don't go run fast over there. Stop running right now. Don't touch that. It kills me to see, like going to Disney, that almost all the interactions some parents have with their kids are negative. No, stop, don't. That's everything that goes on. No, quit eating that. No one will eat that. Now stop playing with your food. Now don't go over there. No, no, don't do that. Stop this, stop that. And if you ask a better question, how do I become a better parent? That's a hard question to ask for many of us. And I've asked that question a lot. How do I become a better parent? How do I be a great parent for my daughter? How do I do better than my parents did for me? That means, what do I learn from my parents that they did good? What do I try and improve on that I think they could do better? And how do I execute all that today with being a parent? How do I become a better husband? That's a question I've asked a lot over the last 2.5 years. And that is a way more effective question than asking, how do I get my partner to do this? How do I get my partner to do that? And when I ask how I can become a better husband, I get a lot of solutions and a lot of advice. And if I ask anyone for advice on how to get my wife to do stuff, I get poor advice at best, or no advice generally, from people who are loving and respectful that have enough sense to realize you don't manipulate people and put expectations on people and try and get them to do it. You become a better person yourself, and you will get everything you want effortlessly given to you. This is the most ridiculous thing in the world, it seems to me. I thought I had to hustle and struggle and manipulate and control people. I thought I had to teach, like being a driver, I thought I had to teach other people how to be a better driver by cutting over in front of them if they drove in a way I didn't like, by tailgating them if they weren't going fast enough. And when I started asking, how do I become a better driver, then I became a better driver and stopped having all these stupid problems driving. Isn't that amazing? I'm very grateful I've learned this today, and listening to Tony Robbins' book about Money Master the Game has helped reinforce this with me today, to ask better questions. Today, we'll look for one opportunity to ask a better question. Because just after telling you this, I'm sure there's still at least one, if not a bunch, of areas of my life where I'm still asking ineffective questions. Ineffective questions are things like, why do I think this? That's a complete waste of time, completely useless question. Things like, why am I such a jerk? Or why am I a bad person? Completely wasted question, a completely harmful question. And I guarantee you, there's questions I'm asking that I don't even realize are bad or potent or toxic. So today, my exercise, I'm going to look for one place in my life to ask a better question. I've shown you all the benefits of it here. So, hey, I want to experience those benefits in one more area of my life, of course. So today, I'll take a look for it and see what I find. Thank you very much for listening to this today. I'm grateful you're here. I hope you have a wonderful day today.